AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The French President François Hollande's visit to the White House this morning, 11 days after the Paris terror attacks, is being complicated by Turkey's shootdown of a Russian warplane this morning. Turkey says that the Russian warplane was over its airspace, Turkish airspace, and it says it had a right to defend itself and bring the plane down. The Russians say none of that is true. They say the plane was over Syria, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin is promising serious consequences after the Turks brought the plane down. NATO has scheduled a special meeting in the next hour or so on all of this. And it is 2 days now until Thanksgiving, and the State Department is advising Americans to be alert in public places. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
U.S. authorities say there is a likelihood that terror attacks will continue around the world as members of the Islamic State group return from Syria and Iraq, and other individuals not affiliated with terror groups engage in violence on their own. The alert says U.S. citizens should exercise particular caution during the holiday season and at holiday festivals or events.
A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times has turned himself in at the Cook County Courthouse, where he's expected to face a murder charge. Video reportedly shows the teenager with a small knife walking away from several officers. Officials say a board will be assigned to investigate the helicopter crash at Fort Hood, Texas, that killed four crew members during a training mission. A statement from the Fort Hood Public Affairs Office says the helicopter crashed late yesterday in the northeast portion of the Texas military post. Emergency crews reported that the crew members were found dead. This is AP Radio News. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says those who attend next week's climate change talks in Paris will consider it a success as long as there are no terror attacks. Our Julie Walker's in New York.
The conference was long planned for Paris, and now Bloomberg, who is the UN Secretary General's special envoy for cities and climate change, says those attacks have changed everything.
Heads of state have to show up and get their ticket punched to show that they are strong and not afraid of terrorism, and that will be a success.
Bloomberg has already been criticizing the U.S. for not signing on in the past, such as the Kyoto Protocol, saying Congress has been too divided to tackle the issue, and he doesn't expect them to start now. Julie Walker, New York.
2 days before Thanksgiving, gas is $2.06 a gallon, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.